You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Shanda Roberts. Her company, Pain, the number two purpose out of Miami, Florida, has been helping females through the struggle and heartache and bringing them back on their feet. Shanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company, how you got started, and what you actually provide? What services do you provide the wonderful people in Miami?
Well, it's called Pain to Purpose. I'm a survivor of domestic violence. I was just driving one day, and I didn't want to do more. Someone invited me to speak at a college regarding domestic violence for Women's Heritage Month. That's what triggered me to do so. But I wasn't quite ready yet to share my story, and I wanted to find a way to encourage and motivate other women. Because when I was going through my situation, I didn't have that. Either I didn't know about it, it wasn't marketed well, but I didn't see anyone saying, hey, you need help, come here. So I wanted to be able to be that vehicle for women to be able to have someone that's encouraged and motivate them. If they're in the situation, to help them get out, but also if they've left, to encourage them to not go back. So what I started doing was collecting persons. I just did a Facebook post that I wanted to go to the shelters, and I requested stuffed persons and stuffed with hygiene products, as far as lotions, deodorant, you know, everything a woman would need.
Right.
And stuff them in a purse. And I wanted a brand new or slightly used purse, something that, you know, someone was proud to have, nothing that was torn and raggedy. So I was very detailed in the description of what I wanted. Then what I did was I had a friend of mine at first. We started with two people. Now we're a team of five.
Wow.
But we started going to the shelter. We would sit there with them. We named the person strong names, such as Overcomer and Leader and Fighter. And the women would come in, they would pick a name off of the table. They would pick that name and describe why they chose that word. And whatever word they picked, that's the purse they would have. And it just opened up, you know, the door for conversation. They would share their stories. Oh, my God, the stories. It's such an emotional time because you have a 19-year-old that was there and saw her mom got killed right in front of her. And now she's in an abusive relationship.
Oh,
then you have another woman who, you know, she had a boyfriend who beat her, deliberately gave her HIV. There's so many stories that we hear, and it's so heartbreaking, but
right.
Also it's very moving also because we're able to just encourage them, be able to see me and see that I came out. I've been married now for 15 years to a wonderful man who supports me and treats me like a queen. And I use that to encourage them. There is life after that. Every man is not horrible. Every man is not going to beat you and abuse you. So we do that every other month. We're starting our support group next month because everyone's been asking for the support group. So we're doing that starting this month on the 20th. We're going to have a self-defense class in August, and then we're doing a teen summit. My abuse started at 15. I started dating him at 15, and I married him at 19, and I divorced him on 23, I think 24. And that was such a terrible time for me.
Right.
And I even tried to commit suicide because I didn't know how to come out. I didn't know how to get out of the relationship. I felt stuck. When I left him, he would find me. He would stalk me. He would make me take him back. And then sometimes I would because I just felt like, you know, if I leave him, he's going to kill me. If I come back, he's going to kill me. What do I do? And that lasted so long until I found my strength, until I found Sean that was like, you know what, you can do this. You can leave him and you can stay gone. And I finally, thank God, I just did. Like, I found the strength to have him leave me alone. And he went away. He never bothered me again. He ran into my now husband, which was my boyfriend at the time, and that encouraged him to leave me alone. But he finally did leave me alone. I thank God for that. So I use what I've been through to help other women. And I have a teen summit starting in October so we can encourage the youth. Because my son is in high school, and he sees it in high school. He sees boys beat up their girlfriends in high school. And my thought is if we have, and we'll encourage the youth, we'll have less abused and damaged adults.
Right.
So we're trying to reach the youth while they're young. Because some girls think it's cute that a guy is obsessive and wants to check their phone. And no, it's not cute. So we really want to encourage the girls and also the guys. Because men are victims as well.
I think like a disease like cancer or something like that, I think we can all kind of relate that everyone kind of knows somebody that's going through or has gone through
yeah.
some kind of domestic violence issue. It is mm-hmm. kind of like a disease in that sense of the word. I think the question that everyone asks constantly is, why do these women or men stay in these abusive relationships?
What I have heard from most of everyone is fear. Well, for me, it was fear.
Right.
If you leave me, I'm going to kill you. And when you do leave, well, for me, when I left, he found me. Even though I purposely bought another car, I tinted my windows, I went straight to work and straight home. He still found me.
Wow.
I made sure I didn't go pump my own gas. I would have someone else pump my gas. I would have someone else go to the store, and he still found me. So most of the time, for what I hear and what I know, what I've been through, it's out of fear. It's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Right.
Because you're so scared, you don't know what to do. It's so hard to explain, because I have two friends that were killed by their husband.
Oh, God.
And their situation wasn't even as bad as some of the situations I was in, but they threatened to leave, and that person felt the abusers are controllers,
right.
And when the one thing that they control leaves them or threaten to leave them, they lose it, they snap. I feel a lot of mental issues, mental health has a lot to do with abuser's part, and a lot of people are not, you know, in our culture, they don't want to seek therapy, they don't want to seek help because they feel like they're crazy.
Right.
And, you know, people have to get therapy. They have to. When you see the signs of your child being aggressive as a child, get help, because you never know what that may turn into. And that may turn into hurting someone later on. And a lot of times people are afraid of that. If you're in a relationship, someone just snaps on you, you don't know how to move. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to walk. You don't know what to do, because anything you do will cause them to hurt you. I would be sitting in the car. He'll be driving. And if I say something out of the way, I would get a slap or a punch. And most of the time, it's just afraid. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to move. I didn't know. You know what I mean? It's out of fear.
Right. Now, having anyone listening right now who might be going through or have experienced or is currently experiencing an abusive relationship, male or female, what would you, through your extensive experience, not only helping other women out of this situation, but also through your own experience, what would you say would you do to get out of this situation?
Be safe. We have a conversation called Pound Case of Conversations about, it's called a hashtag exit plan. You have to have a plan. Get people on your side that's going to help you plan it out. It's not as easy as saying, hey, I'm leaving you, pack your bag and leave today. That's not going to work. My abuser let me pack a bag, watched me pack a bag, encouraged me to pack my bag once I got to the door and punched me.
Wow.
So it's not that easy of getting out. So I'm saying plan it out. You know, if you don't have a car, you know, I don't know how people can, you have to try to find a way to help you plan the situation and get out. I really strongly suggest planning it out. If they go to work, leave when they're at work and have somewhere to go once they're gone. Have a plan of where you're going to go when you leave, what you're going to do, and who's going to help you while you're gone. Call a shelter. Call domestic violence shelters. Call an agency. There's so many agencies online in the cities, and people don't know about it, that will help you guide your way out of the situation. But you have to have a plan. Write it down, or memorize it. Don't write it down. Memorize it. Know who you're going to have to help you, but have a support group, have a support team. They can call us. I would help them find places in their city, state, or whatever, because you have to have a plan to get out. You can't just get your stuff and say, I'm leaving. It's not going to work.
Shonda, unfortunately, we have come to the end of our show. But in closing, where can people find you and your services? Do you have a Facebook, a website?
We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pain2Purpose76. And our website is www.pain2purpose76.org.
Shonda Roberts of Pain2Purpose. That's the number two purpose. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and thank you for
thank
the fine
you so
work
much.
You're doing for the women of Miami.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.